Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Sound of the hits. Even Catherine Boyle.
Hey, hey, hey.
Even Sam, who's taking your phone calls this evening. My name is Ian Lee. It's the Late Night Alternative. If you stop listening or you kind of dip in and out because it got a bit too heavy and a bit... Forget that. The heaviness is gone. It's just back to dicking around on the radio. It's fun. It's laughs. It's light. It's frothy. It's completely irrelevant to anything that's going on.
And you're going to love it.
I can't feel sorry for Theresa May, though, because of Grenfell and because of Windrush and because of all the other crappy things that she did, but she cried. Didn't cry when she met anyone from Grenfell, when she eventually met them. Didn't cry when she slashed the police budgets, thereby raising the risks of knife crime and terrorism. Didn't cry when she sent home loads of black people because they hadn't got the proper documents and stuff, so I'm not crying one bit for her. Just because they downloaded a new update for her that made her fake tears. That's what they've done. And you know what? I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. That's the end of the serious stuff. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Who died yesterday?
Well, probably very many people who would...
Don't be flippant. We're discussing death.
I know.
No flippancy with death.
Long and full lives.
No flippancy when it comes to death.
Who did die yesterday?
Very famous author.
Oh, yeah, I know. Mogg.
Yep, go on, what's her name?
And, a tiger who came to tea.
That's correct. What's her name?
It's gone out of my mind.
Loads of people were saying that the tiger who came to tea was about Nazis, because she was an elderly Jewish woman mm-hmm. who fled the Nazis, and the tiger was supposed to be the Gestapo.
I think it was just a tiger.
Yeah, then there was an interview with her on the radio going... No, it was just a tiger.
Yeah. Well, although I think that mum was pulling a fast one.
The name... Right, so the first name is Judith. Right.
Judith Kerr.
Wrong. Incorrect. Incorrect answer.
Kerr.
Incorrect answer.
Go on, then.
It's pronounced Judith Carr, right. Despite being spelt K-E-R-R.
Yeah, I used to know a Rachel Kerr, who was spelt the same. It depends
where you're from. Well, hang on, Kerr is spelt Kerr.
No, it's not spelt the same. Well, and I know a Ben... Right,
hang on,
and I also know...
Hang on. Stop the clock. Time, as my boys would say, pause.
Well, that doesn't work on me.
Pause. They think that life is a video game. My kids are idiots. Kidiots. Not bad. 7 minutes into the show. Yes, I'm insulting my children, but let's pray to God they never, ever hear... Imagine, right?
For your children to insult.
I die, right? I die 25, 30 years' time, and they're mourning me, and they... One of you weirdos... goes, Ian's dead. Let's send his kids a collection of everything he ever did. Oh, jeez. And they just pluck this show. Friday, May the 24th, the end of May. They just pluck Friday, May the 24th out, and they play it. And they go, that was the day that, that's the day that Theresa, do you remember Theresa May? No, I don't. Well, she was probably, I've got it, yeah. Oh, this could be a good one, it's historical. Well, 7 minutes into it,
yeah.
I call them kidiots.
Oh, I'm sure you'll have called them far worse.
They rip the cassette, the hologram audio file out of the Invisiwall and toss it in the virtual trash. And then they go and find my grave. They go and find my ashes that are in an urn, and they urinate in it, and then they mix it up, and then they drink it. They drink my ashes.
To be fair, that does sound like your kids.
Yeah, it does, actually. But they are kidiots. Mm-hmm. Why was I insulting
because
my children?
Because I know people with the surname K-E-R-R, and some of them are pronounced Kerr, and some are Care, and also Carr is another one.
Kerr, okay, yeah, fine. Care, yeah, I could buy that.
There's Graham from the Sun.
Hey, Graham from the Sun. Can you go and get... Yeah, that's it. You get it. Go on. That's it. You leave. Look at this. Just as it was getting spicy. Just as it was getting fresh. Catherine Boyle sneaks out. Well, don't worry. I can keep it fresh. 0344-499-1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Let's go to Jack. Good evening, Jack.
Good evening.
Good evening, Jack.
Hello, how you doing?
I am, well, I actually feel very nauseous, Jack. I've not had much to eat today. I've got a slight headache, I've got an upset tummy and a runny body.
But, that's TMI, isn't
but
it, Jack?
He asked, and I am being very, very brave about it. I'm being Mummy's little soldier. We're broadcasting from a submarine tonight, by the way, guys, just in case you're wondering what the noise is.
So mind your heads.
Yep. We are broadcasting live from a submarine, which is the first time I believe this has ever been done. So if we lose the signal at any point, I apologise. We are 20,000 leagues under the sea. Jack, it's good to have you on the show this evening on this Friday. What can we do for you tonight?
I've been starting, like, this career where I start singing, and I was wondering...
Singing career, you say?
If I could show my talent off.
You could sing... If you could sing your talent off?
Yeah.
I wouldn't sing it off if I were you. I'd keep it on. But yeah, sure, you want to sing a song, Jack? You sing us a song, mate. It's 10 past 10 on a Friday night.
I think it's song time.
It's song time!
And... Guess what? I've caught the heebie-jeebies and I had a nervous pee 10 minutes ago.
Well, you've not got a shy bladder, have you? Unlike one of our callers earlier.
Paul.
This week. Paul. Oh,
no.
Well, he's got the heebie-jeebies, he's cacking his pants. All right, so, Jack, you can do this. The vibe is strong with this one. I'm looking forward to hearing the launch of a new career, a new chapter in music as Jack... Who is, well, remind me, Jack, you're 14, yeah?
15.
Ooh, look at you showing off. As Jack, 15-year-old young man, starts his new career as a singer live on he's chosen talk radio. He's not chosen Radio X. He's not chosen the Radio One. He's not even chosen Virgin. This is probably the one I should have said first. What with them, you know, bankroll in this folly. But he's chosen talk radio. So, Jack, over to thee.
All right, so what I'm going to be singing, Alexa, shut up.
I don't know that one, Jack. No. How does it go?
What I'm going to be singing is a song. It's Someone You Loved by Liz Capaldi.
Oh, yeah, one of those cheerful modern ones.
Literally have no idea who that is, unless it's George Ezra. He's the only modern guy that I know.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
We're doing this.
Yes.
There's no turning back.
Here we go. This is it.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. I'm going under in this tower, feel there's no one to save me. We saw nothing really got away, you're driving me crazy.
He's already infinitely better than Nigel.
I need somebody to heal, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold. It's easy to say, it's never the same. I guess I kind of lied away and I'm got the pain and now the day bleeds. Into nightfall, and you know.
She's gonna get the listeners flooding back. Flooding back. Those last Ray Jars were a blip.
And you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love.
Sounds like a raga, an Indian raga. Is that when they just do one note? I think it is, yes. I think it is.
Wanna turn to.
Oh, yeah.
There's so nothing really. Oh, no, I messed up.
Oh, no, Jack, listen. What a great... Okay, listen, stay there. Turn off. That was a great first performance. Let's just take some calls completely at random and find out... Are you open for the criticism, Jack? Do you want to hear what people think? Okay, let's go to Dominic. Dominic, I know you've called in about something else. We will get to there, I promise you. But... What did you think of Jack singing?
I think he found a note and he stuck with it.
Yep.
Consistent, you're right.
Consistent, yep, good, well, good word. It's a good C word.
He went on for a length of time.
Yep.
Yeah.
7 out of 10.
Okay, there we go.
This is all sounding good.
That was there we go, that's not bad. Let's go to everyone who I'm doing, we will come back to you for your points, but let's... Alan Caddick, what did you think of Jack there? Now, Alan, you are a professional singer, and as much as you got barred from your local karaoke from doing Star Trek...
We've done the karaoke now, actually.
You've been what?
I'm retired.
You've retired?
Uh-huh.
I thought Jack was really good. I could see him having a number one single in a few months' time.
Oh!
Ooh, waka waka.
Waka waka. Ay, ay, ay. Okay, all right. Well, listen, let's try this guy. Rainbow George, what did you think of Jack singing?
Well done, Jack. I think he could be singing our Eurovision Song Contest.
Don't get him involved!
Eurovision Song Contest.
Don't do it. You're better than that, Jack. You're better than that. There you go. Okay. That was your first one. You did it brilliantly. People said things about it.
Yeah.
Do you want me to continue?
No, because we've got a busy show tonight, Jack. We've got a busy, busy show. I want you to continue. Yeah. Unfortunately, time dictates that thou can't.
Let's just keep it special.
Let's keep it. Jack, you are a legend. Thank you, mate. 0344-499-1000. Alan, Dom, George, stay there. But if you don't want Alan and George to come on, give us a call now, because otherwise, you know what we're going to do. People say, oh, it's the same old voice all over again. Call in. Call in.
We'd rather have yours.
Yes. 03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
03444991000 is the telephone number. So we've got a few people have come back to the show because the show's funny again.
Uh-huh.
And we've got some new people coming back. Now, I think this is a new person who's following me on Twitter. And what I quite like to do is if I see a new face pop up, or if I see a new face pop up a few times, I'll click on their bio.
Yeah.
And there's a guy called Sean Boscott.
Oh, yes, I've seen him.
Now, I was drawn to him because he's handsome. He's a hunk. He looks like a more handsomer Ryan Reynolds.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly, right? And he's kept popping up, saying nice things about it. Had to feed the ego, so I clicked on him. And it turns out he's a fascist. No, it doesn't. That was a joke. Listen to this. Listen, this is one of the greatest bios of all time. Sean Boscott. Horticulturalist, florist, a myrmecologist by trade. UK's largest supplier of native and tropical ants. He's an ant dealer. He's an ant dealer.
Ant-Man.
He's Ant-Man. Isn't that insane? He sells ants. And then I went to his website. He sells ants.
What do you want ants for, then?
I don't know. They're in the garden.
Yeah.
I've got shed loads in the garden.
Ants come into my house every summer. I have to put powder down.
There we go. Chris Little says, Ian, this is on Twitter, Ian, you're a dick.
Oh.
Bit rude.
Well, no, he might mean it nicely.
Expect a phone call on Tuesday to your boss, horrible man. My boss is a lovely man. How dare you? Listen, if you're going to start calling my boss a horrible man, then I don't think he's going to take very kindly to your phone calls, Chris Little, if that is your name. Chris Little, 580-60953. What happened to the other 580,692,052 Chris Littles? What happened to those guys? That's what I want to know. 03444991000 is the telephone number. Dominic.
Hello. How you doing, guys? Hope you're well.
All right. Listen to you. Listen, Perky. Perky
Pants. I've been listening to podcasts all day. It's been really good.
Well, thank you very much indeed. Well, the vibe is back. Oh, we need to test something.
Go for it.
We need to test the dump button.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Loads of people have said, why are there bits missing from the last 2 days' shows on the Listen Again?
Because of potty mouths.
Mm-hmm.
Is the answer.
So the dump button, Dominic, hasn't been working. It's been intermittent, right? So for those who don't know, we broadcast on we've got 14-second delay, so we can do a double dump. If someone swears or is libelous or talks about, you know, elections they're not meant to talk about under the rule of Perda, I can press the button and it doesn't go out. It kind of takes that 7 seconds of radio and kind of sucks it. You know the extractor fan above your oven?
Oh.
It's like that.
Except it works.
But it works and it's for sound, right?
Okay.
But we've had problems, Dominic, in that I hit the dump button last night because, and I'm, someone dropped the rudest of all swear words on the radio show last night.
Burke.
No, they dropped a C-bomb. Now, here's the thing, right? 20 years I've been doing this game. And no one's ever... the only time someone else has said the C word to me and I had to dump it was on LBC years and years ago. And they said it six times. You're a C, 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 C. And I dumped it. And the dump button didn't work then. I wonder if dump buttons aren't strong enough for that. Anyway, so what happens is, Dominic, it dumps it online, it dumps it on the app, it dumps it on half of the DAB. But there are some DAB regions where the swear words can still be heard.
Are these more common areas or posher areas?
I think they're common areas. I think they're very, okay. very common areas. Yes, I do. Right. So, what we're going to do is I'm going to say a word. Don't say mm-hmm. what it is, Dominic.
You'll be able to hear it, Obs.
You'll hear it and George and Alan and Dave will hear it because they're queued up ready to come on. I'm going to say a word. If you hear it, dear listener, I want you to tell me what that word is, right? Phone in or go on Twitter, right? So, here is tonight's test dumping word. Taint. Dumped it.
Whoa.
Dumped it. Steady, steady. Steady, dump.
Easy.
Steady.
If get you my were... mother with your mouth.
He would.
I would, actually. If you heard that word, please tweet us at Ian Lee, hashtag TLNA, the late night alternative, and let's find out if it's fixed like I was told it was earlier on today. Don, while we wait for those to come flooding in, what have you got for us?
Well, like I said, I've been listening to a podcast today, and I've got my scarf on. I know it's a scarf special, but I couldn't listen live, so I've got my scarf on. It's a black and red one, quite long, goes past my waist. I wanted to... No one was able to phone in and tell you what finagle means, so I wanted to tell you. It means obtained by dishonest means.
Right, okay.
Did we ask?
When you say you've been listening to a podcast, I'm guessing it wasn't, like, yesterday's podcast?
No, I've not listened to that yet. That's in the queue.
Okay, so when is this podcast from?
6th of October 2005.
Absolute bell. What an absolute bell. He's listening to stuff from 14 years ago. Oh, Dom, can you... Actually, before I cut you off for being a bell, what does finagle mean?
It means obtain by dishonest means.
Thanks very much indeed. That's Dom there being an absolute bell. Cheers. 0344 499 1000. Let's just see... the dump worked, 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 yeah, the dump worked. I think we're safe, guys.
I think we're safe.
I think we are safe. I think we're safe. There we go. Thank God for that. Look at us celebrating at having an almost fully functioning studio. It cost 25 million quid. 25 million pounds. Outrageous behaviour. Let's go to Dave. Good evening, Dave.
Hello, mate.
Hello, Dave. What you got for us?
I'm just ringing up to prove to my son that I would dare ring you, because he's listening at his mum's.
Oh.
And he's dared me to ring you, so this'll make his day.
This'll make his day. What's your son's name?
Lewis.
And how old is Lewis?
12.
Good evening, Lewis. Your dad did it. And here's the thing, Lewis. Your dad responds to a dare, however stupid it is. So tomorrow, or next time you see your dad, dare him to give you 50 quid. I bet he won't. Dare him. Dare him to give you 50 quid. That's what you need to do, Lewis. Well, you've called in. Dave, have you got anything to say?
No, that would you say.
Thanks very much for
dare
your call.
Done.
There we go. Dare is done. I'm happy to help out with dares. 0344 499 1000. Good evening, Alan.
Hiya, Mark. Hi, Kath.
Hey, someone's had a little bit too much of pussy.
I've got some good news about me mum.
I'm just saying, Alan.
Oh, the energy drink.
Yeah, he sounds like he's had a little bit too much pussy or Monster or Red Bull or any of those energy drinks. Sound very, very hyper, doesn't he? Sound very hyper.
No, I'm in a good mood. She might be home in a couple of weeks.
Yes, that's great news.
And she doesn't have to have oxygen tanks in the house.
She's what?
She doesn't have to have oxygen tanks in the house.
That's a shame, because you can have great fun with those. Can you get high on oxygen tanks?
Mm. No, that's the laughing gas you're thinking of.
Okay. Catherine, did you have gas and air when you had babies? What is
it? Second time I did,
Is it like smoking a joint? What is it?
No, it's like that first glass of wine. Just takes the edge off a little bit. Just a nice little buzz going
on. And if you keep...
can make you sick.
If you suck it down and hold your breath and then hold your nose...
Why would you do
for
that?
For as long as you can and then slowly... And then have your partner sit on your chest and force feed it to you.
Yeah.
What happens then?
Don't know. A bit tricky. I was a bit pregnant.
If anyone's ever done that, I would love to know. Would love to know what that feels like. Alan, that is great news about your mum.
Me and my dad are so happy.
Yeah, it means you're going to get a cooked meal again, doesn't it?
No, I do the cooking.
Oh, Alan, thank you very much indeed. Let's go to George. Good evening, George.
Good evening.
let's keep the pace up now. It's been fast paced so far.
No, I can't be fast.
Okay, you can be brief then.
Special day. It's
what anniversary of it is it of something you did that didn't work?
No, it's a 5-day. It's you know I'm into numerology and
I kind of guessed that you're into that nonsense.
And 5 in the tarot pack is the Hierophant, the revealer of secrets.
So hang on, what do you mean it's a 5-day? It's May the 24th.
Now, you count all the numbers up, it ends up with 5. So
what numbers are we counting up?
2 and 4.
6.
5.
9.
2.
Where's the 2 from?
2019.
Oh, Jesus. 11. Yeah? So 11, then plus 1 is 12, plus 9 is 21. So it's a 3-day.
No, 2 and 4 is 6.
Yeah.
And 5 is 11. That's for May.
Oh, right. Okay. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yeah.
2 is 13.
Okay.
The 1 is 14 and the 9 is 23. So 2 and 3 is 5.
Okay, right. So okay. So what does that mean in the real world? Absolutely nothing.
Well, it does to me. We thought people
who were into astrology were fruitcakes. Numerology, I'd forgotten about numerology because my brain doesn't have enough. My brain can hold a lot of crap. It doesn't have the capacity to hold that much crap.
Yes.
No one buys numerology.
Yes, they do.
Well, idiots do.
I mean, the whole of the New Testament is numerology.
No, it's not. It's Christianity.
No, it's numerology.
It's Christianity.
Every letter, Greek letter, has a number attached to it.
All right, Dan Brown, blimey.
and bits of synchronicity. I'm so grateful to you. For our bet.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I even spoke to James Well for the first time in years.
Yeah,
earlier.
I know you did. You were telling him about the last phone call you made to him.
And it's... You had it, I think, Ian, didn't you?
What did I have?
You had the tape of my...
Hang on a minute. He's only on because nobody else is phoning in. This is your fault. Dear listener, this is your fault. I warned you. Rainbow George comes on too long. Rainbow George is really boring. God, Rainbow George needs a slap. Why were you so rude to Rainbow George? Rainbow George said, he's on because no one else is phoning up. This is your fault.
Here's some numerology for you. 03444991000.
Thank you very much. Sorry, George. Hopefully you didn't hear that. Away you go.
I did. I did. I heard the other dumb thing as well. Tell me what you think. And
the
synchronicity is just brilliant.
How is this for synchronicity? You're about to get cut off.
No.
Yes, you are. 03444991000 is the telephone number. This is Talk Radio.
Dead of Night Discourse for Disco Queens.
I'm related to Jed Wood and Dolly Parton.
Dairy Farmers.
Aye, aye.
And Distant Fathers.
Yeah, whatever.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Doing lots of things that we don't know about, we can't control.
On Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's great.
So I was in town earlier on today, and I saw an Arab man drop his wallet, right? And he didn't notice he dropped it. So I went and picked it up, and I kind of called out to him, and I caught up with him. Excuse me, you've dropped this. And he looked at me. He said, my friend, thank you.
I can't give you any money, but I can give you this little bit of advice. Please take it on board. Don't go into the centre of town next Wednesday between 3:30 and 4:30. I cannot say why, but tell your friends and your family. I thanked him, and I left. Of course, this never actually happened, but it just dawned on me. Do you remember, sort of after 9/11, and again after 7/7, there were a lot of people. I remember a friend of mine, a dealer of mine, saying, yeah, a friend of mine told me he helped an Arab man out, and he warned him not to go to Victoria Circus Thursday because there's going to be a bomb. And there was loads of that.
Yeah.
Was there one Arab man that was going around in the early 2000s, yeah, just warning scared white men?
I think there was one person writing an email and loads of people passing it on. There was that, wasn't there? Do you remember when, before Facebook, before Twitter,
yeah,
you would get an email? And it had been, you know, talking about a friend of a friend. There were some that were about women in car parks, you know, or there'd be one about a woman who'd driven home and got out of the car to yep, check on a dead animal. And then there was someone in the back of the car. All those kind of urban myths started to go out round Robin emails. Remember?
So there was, well, I don't, okay, here's a question. First of all, any of those other myths, let us know. But you remember when Paul Weller died in he crashed his Mini and he died in a car crash. Do you remember that? That went around, and didn't I think Paul Weller had to come out and say, "No, I'm not.
Don't even have a Mini.
I'm not dead." I'm trying to think when I got my first email address. My first email address, I don't have it now, so I can tell you, was ianlee@yahoo.co.uk.
I still got mine.
I know you have. I know you have. ianlee@yahoo.co.uk. It doesn't exist anymore. My first email address. It must have been around 2002, and I got my first mobile in 1998.
Uh-huh.
That's quite late. That was quite late. My first mobile was great, right? It was my second mobile, because I don't know what happened to the first one. The second mobile, Adam, Tina and Nigel, stay there, we'll come to you in a bit. 03444991000. I don't know what happened to the first one, but the second mobile was a big old one, right? And if the battery ran out, you could put in 6 double A's and get...
really?
And get 20 minutes use out of it.
Blimey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
03444991000. Should have introduced ourselves at the start of the show.
Because
we've got new listeners, and we've got listeners who are flooding back because they've heard that all that talk of jumping off of bridges and all the horrible stuff is gone. Not gone completely. Well, but the fun shine has returned. The Giggle Factory is open for business, and everyone who attends gets at least one free giggle. My name is Ian Lee. You might have listened to me on another radio station where I got sacked.
Mm-hmm.
I can name five.
Yeah.
Some of you may remember me as the guy that stole the strawberries. The jungle. I'm the strawberry guy. Catherine, where would I know you from?
All my strawberries are bought and paid for.
Wow, look at you, bumlick. You'd know her from bum licking. 03444991000 is the phone number. It's bank holiday. It's going to be even looser than normal, and it's pretty loose anyway. I have got some stuff to talk about. I really do want to talk. We talked about this on Friday, but I really do want to talk to someone who's been. I think they've done two Spice Girls gigs.
Yeah.
Now, certainly one, because of course, if you looked on Twitter, Spice Girls gig marred by terrible sound, fans walking out in their droves.
Yeah, then I looked into the so-called complaints, and there's about, you know, four or five people going, it sounds not very good.
Yeah, I then clicked just on some random, on the hashtag, and everyone was saying it was great. The sound was a bit dodgy at the start, but I got sorted out, didn't see anyone leave, had a great night, best night of my life. Everyone. And this is the thing, this is modern news, right? Is you find something that's big, that everyone likes, and then you go on Twitter and you find the three or four people that say, I didn't like that.
Yeah, and it doesn't even have to be, this was terrible, I want my money back. It can be someone just having a little mo.
Yeah.
And suddenly it's Spice Girls slammed.
And here's the thing, I dislike most things that everybody else likes. I didn't like that Ricky Gervais thing, there was something else recently I disliked.
You don't like Game of Thrones?
Don't like, I've never seen it, it's not my cup
of tea.
Don't
like the idea.
I don't like the idea of it. But
didn't like Bohemian Rhapsody?
Oh, no, I did like it because we're hoping Dexter Fletcher is going to come on the show. One of my favourite films of all time, actually. I think you'll find.
I actually quite enjoyed it.
Okay, well done. Excellent work. Well played. Because we'll get him on now. He thinks that you like it.
I was about half a bottle of Prosecco in there when I started. Okay. It was good.
But your news story is you get a kid to go on Twitter and find four tweets about something really, really popular with someone. Disaster for Game of Thrones finale. Then it's just like Jokages 69. I thought it was rubbish.
Sorry, what was the username?
Oh, I just gave away my sock account. I do apologise. Let's go to Patrick. Good evening, Patrick.
Hello, Ian. Hello, sir. I've actually heard you slack on one radio station. So am I in a sort of minority?
You've hang on, say that again, but this time try and say it in English.
No, this is Scouse, I do apologise. Okay. You said about you've been sacked from many radios.
Yes, sir.
That I've only actually heard sacked from one.
Which one was that?
Three Counties.
That was the greatest sacking of all time because Wright was on my side.
Sacking, yeah.
Wright was on my side.
Well,
the other ones I was probably out of order, but this one, Wright was on my side.
That was probably one of the worst times of my life, if truth be known.
Well, just because I'd lost a job on the radio.
No, because I used to listen to you when it first came. I moved to Luton. I used to enjoy you every single morning. I know you guys got loads to do. I used to read the newspapers every now and then for you. Oh. And then when you went, and then they put those...
It was bad for you, was it, Patrick, when I lost my job? Yeah. Imagine how it was for me! I had a breakdown, man! I didn't have a job! I couldn't afford to feed my kids! But you had a tough time as well, that's fine. Okay.
It's difficult to be... completely honest with you, but...
Okay, well, I'm teasing.
You have to appreciate the chaps who came after you. It's awful.
No, let's not do that. Let's not do that. I don't want to slag anyone off. Listen, anyone that can make a dollar in this industry, A, I would speak to your agent. You're getting paid in American money. That is very, very little use of it. But let's not be rude. Anyway, Patrick, what have you got for us on this Bank Holiday Monday?
To be fair, not a massive amount.
Thanks very much for your call. As simple as that. We just appreciate the voice. Let's go to Daniel. Good evening, Daniel.
Good evening.
Daniel.
Welcome, my friend.
I think one of the Spice Girls was living in Brazil. I think it was Mel C that was living in Brazil.
She was living in Brazil.
In Brazil, yeah.
Okay. Well, hang on. You know, Rhiannon lives in London.
Yeah, she's been living here for a few years.
Yeah. You know, Rhiannon does the Umbrella song.
She came to live in London.
She lives in London. Do you know how much rent the papers say she's paying? It's like £16,000 maybe a week or a month. When it's that much money, it don't really make any difference, does it? 16 grand. Let's be generous. Yeah, let's say a month.
It was like 80 million. Yeah. Her net worth is like 80 million.
Yeah, 80 million.
She'll be all right.
She'll be fine. Don't worry about Rhiannon.
She won't be waiting around the discount section of Waitrose.
No. Are those sandwiches? You're going to mark them down? 10 minutes, I'll wait.
I think Rhiannon wanted to buy a football club.
She wanted to buy a football club?
God, she's very ready.
Maybe Chelsea, I don't know.
Chelsea? Rhiannon wanted to buy Chelsea?
Do you know this, or are you dreaming it?
No, she wanted to buy a second league.
Second-hand football team.
Yeah, she wanted that, but I don't know.
Okay, well, there you go. We learned something.
I have a challenge for you.
Can I lick my elbow?
No. No.
No.
No, it's a challenge,
because
you have certificates, isn't it?
Can I lick your elbow?
No, you can't! Dirty bear. Daniel, what is your challenge? If it's not the elbow licking challenge, what is it? It's not the other.
Do you know how to say SOS in Morse code?
Yeah, SOS.
SOS in Morse code. Beep, beep, beep. No, you know that there are long pulses and short pulses.
I didn't.
Long, short, long.
That's exactly what I did.
You're not doing long pulses.
She's doing short, 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 long, 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 short, short, short.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you have this question in your exam?
No, well, you just said it was in your
exam?
Exams.
What exam would that be?
In your Morse code exam.
Yenly certificates, isn't it?
you said long, 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 short, 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 long, 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 but she said long, long, long. No, she said short, 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 long, 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 short, short, short.
No, it's long, but...
I think you might be signaling for something else, which might explain some of the results.
You're signaling for Oso.
But another way is you say 3, 4, 5.
Oral sex.
Because it's the Pythagoras
theorem. On your own. Look, what?
Three horizontal, 4 vertical, and the hypotenuse, the diagonal, will be 5. So 3, 4, 5 is like saying S O S.
So what? I've got absolutely no idea what you're talking about now.
Are you drawing a triangle now?
Yeah.
Listen, if you're on a sinking ship, you ain't got time for a triangle.
3 horizontal, 4 vertical, the hypotenuse will be 5. So one day the star, the sun, will be pulsing 3, 4, 5 to the whole universe.
You're right, we could use the sun as an intergalactic signal. Can I just say that if anybody knows SOS, and not just a fruitcake called Daniel, could you give us a call, please? 03444991000. I suspect this is going to be the theme of the show, is how to do SOS in Morse code. I've just got that vibe, and boy, oh boy, I would love to. But do it. Can you do it in sound then, Daniel?
With sound.
It sounds like, you don't need any help. Sounds like you're doing fine on your own with that. But Morse code goes quicker than that.
But you can use the grey code, which is simpler to remember than Morse code. It's like...
Help!
you know, the all letters from English alphabet. A, you say one pulse, like, B, you say,
It's in the whole alphabet.
C, you say, B, you say,
Yeah, but S is so, quite far down. That's going to take ages.
Takes ages, but if you are blind, legally blind, and you cannot hear anything...
Now, blind people can hear. Blind people can hear. You're confusing them with... Deaf people.
You can touch someone, like, touch one once, touch twice.
Three times a lady.
How many times have you had to employ this technique, Daniel?
Pretend to be blind.
You know, because when I was very, very young, like... 8 years old or 9 years old, I used to say the English alphabet in 3 seconds, like A, B, C, D, F, G, H, I, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. I used the chronometer. I could say it in 3 seconds.
Why?
And then if I slowed down the tape, it would have all the letters in the alphabet.
Wow,
why would
amazing.
You do? Why would you do that?
ABCDFGHG.
That was not the alphabet.
Like,
no way was that the alphabet.
In less than 3 seconds. ABCDFGHG.
Do it. Okay, do it. Alright, then do it.
I was 8 years old. Now I cannot do it anymore.
Can you do it in Portuguese?
I was very good in that.
Give us a Portuguese.
It's the same alphabet.
This doesn't sound the same.
You can say the vowels are
it's the same.
A, E, O, U.
It's the same alphabet.
Yeah, I know, but it sounds different.
A, E, O, U. The vowels. A E I O U. A E I O U.
We got the
do A B C D.
A E I O U.
There we go. That's why he does it in 3 seconds. He's in 5 of them. He thinks it's the whole alphabet. Yeah. It's only 5 letters.
In less than 3 seconds.
Yeah, well done. Yeah. Well done. Your family must have been very proud of you.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, Daniel. I mean, I've got absolutely...
That was the saddest yeah I've ever heard.
No, I think we just heard the emptiness, the loneliness, that his family were not impressed with him, thinking he was doing the whole alphabet in 5 seconds when it was just the vowels.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record that they love.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
Catherine Boyle, what have you brought to tonight's party,
well,
please?
Well, actually, courtesy of your sister.
03444991000, by the way, if you want to give us a call. Switchboard is empty, got another 35 minutes before Paul Ross.
She saw this and thought of me.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you about it. It's from this thing called Vox.com.
Okay.
And it talks about haunted dolls.
I wonder what you were going to say then.
I don't know why I thought you were going to say something rude. But, okay.
No.
Okay. My sister sent me a story as well. Okay, go on.
I've got two from your sister.
The Irish Post one.
Yes.
We had this woman on the show when you were here once when Hayley was producing.
Yeah, the woman who married a ghost pirate.
Yeah.
She's now saying that he was cruel to her.
Yeah. Anyway, go on.
This is different. 30 years ago, the world was introduced to a 29-inch tall doll in overalls named Chucky.
Yeah.
With eyes bluer than a White Walker's hair, more fiery than
Than a what?
A White Walker's.
What's a White Walker?
Oh, from Game of Thrones.
Oh, crying out loud. Ain't that rubbish over yet?
Hair more fiery than Ed Sheeran's and a smattering of freckles a la Emma Stone. This is talking to a generation far from ours. Yeah. He looked like the perfect childhood buddy. Unfortunately, Chucky, the tiny antagonist of the 88 movie Child's Play, was possessed by a serial killer with a knack for slaughtering people with butcher's knives, yo-yo strings, and anything else he could find around the house. Today, almost everyone knows that if a wild-eyed doll asks, "Wanna play?" the only acceptable response is to run as fast and as far as you can. And then there are people like Kevin Kane, a paranormal investigator in Alabama who owns hundreds of haunted dolls and other items. Alabama. I lost Karen a long time ago,
sorry?
He says.
He's
from Alabama.
Are you doing a voice?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
While Kane may be an especially prolific collector, he's far from the only one. In fact, there is a thriving marketplace for haunted dolls on the internet.
Haunted dolls?
Yes.
You can buy these haunted dolls?
Yeah.
Flip.
According to Kane, things really took off after the Annabelle doll appeared in The Conjuring 2013, followed by a solo film, Annabelle Creation, in 2017.
Okay.
Annabelle, a vintage porcelain doll with smeared lipstick, a cracked pupil, and claw marks on her face.
Claw marks.
Possessed by a demonic spirit that enjoys ruthlessly murdering people. Is there any other way to murder?
Well, if I were a murderer, I would be a very gentle, loving murderer.
But she's based on a real-life haunted Raggedy Ann doll adds to the intrigue.
Of course she is. Of course she is. It's so obvious now.
With the next installment of the Conjuring series, Annabelle comes home, and I wonder what that's about, and a reboot of Child's Play, both hitting theatres in late June, there's sure to be a new wave of people curious about haunted dolls and perhaps eager to get their hands on one.
This is a spoof, right? There's not really people who collect haunted dolls, because I don't want to break it down. Ghosts don't exist.
Mm-hmm. Most haunted dolls sell for around $50 plus shipping.
That's quite reasonable.
You've got to get one.
That's quite reasonable. Where do we get them from?
eBay. The most highly prized ones are priced well into the four figures. There's a formula too for how they're sold. Each listing contains a detailed overview of the spirit's life story, details of said spirit's death, and a description of their personality. Dolls are labelled active or highly active if paranormal phenomena are said to occur frequently in their facility.
Oh my God! There really are!
There are!
What does this mean, right? Haunted doll Catherine, 17 inches, Leonardo porcelain, sleep paralysis, right?
Oh, that's what she does.
Responds to Catherine rather than her doll name Allison. Catherine provokes disturbed sleep sequences. Episodes can occur mid-sleep, elevating the chest out of bed. The host gasps for breath as if held underwater. Body stiff, footsteps can be heard. Previous owner found herself standing, facing her door, with no recollection of walking to it or how long she had stood there before her brain met with her eyes.
Uh-huh.
Condition is used. Dispatched with eBay delivery. Here's the freaky thing, right? Going to show you something. We've got Ronnie Barber here, who's worked with you many years. I'm going to show you something.
What? Does it look like me?
It looks like Catherine. Catherine looks like Catherine.
So it's got brown eyes.
Oh, mate.
Are you going to buy her?
Bought.
No!
I bought it. I've just bought you.
You're going to experience sleep paralysis.
No, mate, you are, because this is your gift.
No, I don't want it in my house.
Mate, I've just bought it. Just clicked on buy it now. 40 quid?
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Haunted Doll, Catherine, 17 Inches, Leonardo Porcelain, Sleep Paralysis. £40, buy it now. Responds to Catherine rather than her doll name, Alison. Catherine provokes disturbed sleep sequences. Episodes can occur mid-sleep, elevating the chest out of bed. The host gasps for breath as if held underwater. Body stiff, footsteps can be heard. Previous owner found herself standing, facing her door, with no recollection of walking to it or how long she had stood there before her brain met with her eyes. Condition is used. Dispatched Royal Mail, second class. Now, listeners to last night's show will remember Catherine and I, I'm Ian Lee, this is Catherine Boyle.
Actual Catherine, not Catherine the doll, she wasn't involved.
The late night alternative will remember us last night joshing about haunted dolls. That's a description of a haunted doll for sale on eBay. There are many, many of them. We were riffing on the idea of haunted dolls after Catherine read a story about haunted dolls. I went on eBay and was amazed to see just how many haunted dolls are available.
Loads.
Loads. First doll I clicked on, it's called Alison, but it responds to the name Catherine. It's the description I've just read out. And it looks almost identical to Catherine Boyle.
This guy.
So for a bit of fun, I thought, sod it. I'm going to spend the £40 plus £4.17 economy delivery. I'm going to buy that doll and we're going to have a haunted doll for the show. Just, and then the music stops. I must fade that out properly. Just a little bit of fun, I thought. How we laughed. How we laughed yesterday. We ain't laughing no more. I bought that. It was a buy it now. And today, I had to send a begging email, begging that I cancel that order. This is the email I sent. If I can just find it. It's proving very, very difficult. Here we go. This is the email I sent earlier today. Hello. Let's get some more spooky music. Hello. May I please cancel this order? My deeply religious wife is mortified that I would order such a thing. I thought it would be romantic. She is threatening to leave me if it arrives. I hate to be a pain, but can we please cancel this unholy doll? Blessings, Ian. Eventually we got it cancelled. Why did you get it cancelled, Ian? Well, I'll tell you why. After the show last night, we left the studio. Went to where we parked our cars.
Nothing unusual about that?
Nothing unusual. I'm not going to reveal the top secret location we park our cars, okay? But I've parked there before. Fine. My car is a Nissan Qashqai. It's got that thing when you lock the doors, the wing mirrors, they lock in. They're flush. Flush against the car, okay? So another vehicle couldn't clip them, couldn't hit them. If you wanted to move that wing mirror, it would have to be a deliberate, powerful force.
You could fall from above.
Could do, that's true. Actually, I hadn't considered that. No, I don't think that would work. Anyway, it's irrelevant. I went back to my car last night. My driver's side wing mirror had been, it was still there, but it had been turned. So instead of the mirror being flush against the driver's door, it had been turned 180 degrees and it had been twisted.
Yeah, it's probably on the wonk.
It was on the wonk. brakes not connected to the motor that works it anymore. As I drove home with the wing mirror balanced, every time I turned a roundabout or a tight right bend, boom! The wing mirror would smash into the driver's side door, creating an unholy noise. I went to the garage today to see how much it would cost to get a new wing mirror. Ladies and gentlemen, on Friday, for a new wing mirror, I'm paying £420, and this is the noise that went on in my head. £420? For a wing mirror? What the fudge is that about? £420! For a wing mirror? What? I'm taking my boys to Italy. That's more expensive than the return flights for three. £420. Because it's got computers in and camera in and electronics in and all of that shiz. £420.
For a wing mirror.
For a wing mirror, right. So I got home and I was thinking, that's a vandal's done. Oh, shit.
Oh.
The doll. The doll did it. The curse has entered my life already. That is why I cancelled the wing mirror, right? And here's why I cancelled the doll. I got my money back. And here's the thing. I told Catherine about it, right? And she went, well, don't we say, you don't believe it's the doll?
No, of course I don't.
No, you
don't.
She's
not even in the house yet. Surely she has to be near you to use her powers.
No, they don't.
I mean, there are no powers.
No, but this is it. There are, right? And Catherine, you're poo-pooing it.
Yeah.
What happened to your car?
Okay, well, as I was driving in...
Here we go! Now it starts to get freaky! What happened to your car?
My wing mirror just fell off. No, it didn't. My right dipped headlight failed.
Boom! Proof, if proof need be...
That cars need maintenance.
Both of our cars at the same time? When has your headlight ever gone before?
It's a new car. That's the first one that's gone.
That's bullshine. That's not a new car. You've had that car for nearly 3 years.
Yeah, but
I'm not a new car.
I'm the only person that's ever had that car. No, that's the first time it's gone.
No.
That's what I'm saying to you.
Okay, but it's not a new car.
Yeah, but that's the first one that's gone.
Okay, so, right. Do you know how many wing mirrors I've lost in my 30 years of driving?
Go on.
None. 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 Zero. 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 Nada. Nada. Zilcha. Nota. Nila. Zero. None is what I'm saying. Now you tell me. Now you tell me, Catherine. Hello, come in. Now you tell me.
Is that the doll?
That's the doll. Now you tell me.
I'm on my way.
Now you tell me.
Second class.
That's not synchronicity. That's
not. It's just coincidence.
Coincidence.
I mean, it's a heavy coincidence.
Bull. Bull.
Oh, come
Bull.
On. That seller. Bull. That seller's got a house that's Bull. Teeming with either spirits or junk she wants to shift.
Bull.
Because she's got about. What, how many items has she got up? And they're all haunted.
No,
Come on.
Well, that was a different person. Although, I am looking at the rest of her stuff. She's got, okay.
How many haunted things has she got?
Well, she's got, for £400, a haunted surprise box. Haunted conduits.
I know what the surprise is.
Haunted surprise box for £400. Who's going to take a punt on that? So I'm sorry, dear listener. I'm out. When it comes to the haunted dolls, I'm out. I played and my fingers got burnt and Catherine's fingers got burnt and she just will not believe it. And this isn't, I'm not even doing a thing. This is me up proper. I am, honestly, I spent all day with a migraine. What?
Is that the doll too? Or is that because she's not drinking coffee anymore?
It's probably a combination of both, if I'm honest.
Okay.
But you've got to admit.
No.
You do.
I don't.
Dear listener, can you back me up? 0344 499 1000. You have to admit, right? And I'm not even doing a thing now. This isn't even a thing. This is real. You have to admit, this is freaky. The evening, like minutes after I buy a haunted doll, my car is vandalized in a way that's really difficult to do. It's really difficult to do, right? And your car breaks down, right? Minutes after we buy a haunted doll.
No, hours. Mine broke down. Not, it didn't break down. The light went. Hours.
It's broken down. Well, you're driving illegally. You're driving illegally.
Well, I'm not. Because
you are, actually.
Well, I'm not.
Well, you are because you have to. Well, actually, you are. Actually, you are with a broken headlamp. Yeah, you are.
So she's trying to stitch me up, is she? I didn't buy her.
She's trying to kill you.
Okay.
She's trying to kill you. 03444991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. I want to take your calls. We're going to do the fun stuff. It's going to be plenty of fun stuff. We'll play a silly word game. Let me think of a word game off the top of my head. Words that rhyme with bum. There you go. You can have that. That's for the people who like the fun stuff. Words that rhyme with bum. And then we'll write a poem. There we go. That's the fun bit. That's actually, it's not a bad idea. So tonight, the fun bit will be, we're going to make a poem up with words that rhyme with bum. But this real stuff is, can you back me up on this? Have you had freaky, spooky experiences? Have you got a haunted doll? Have you, maybe you've got a haunted sex bot. I don't know. That's got, the essence of someone else inside them.
Oh, no, come
on, no. 03444444444 is the phone number.
It's not
halfway that. Through that. I don't know how many fours I've done. I'm just going to carry on until the end.
Take another
we'll,
run up.
We'll see where we get to. 03444444.
No.
44.
What are you doing?
44444. I don't know.
This is mayhem.
This is the doll. This is
lack of caffeine.
If we've got any Catholics listening. And I think we scored high in the Catholics on the last rage eye. It does break it down into religion. Very high in the Catholics. If we've got any Catholics listening that can perform an exorcism, 03444444444. This is Talk Radio.
Absolutely. A star-crossed soapbox for sailor boys, stable girls.
The end.
And stripper grands.
It depends who you with and it depends on the situation.
Late Night Speech Radio with a difference.
Thank you.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
03444991000 is the telephone number. My God, Amy has tweeted and do you want to?
That's an image, isn't it?
I'm going to retweet another haunted picture that.
That has definitely got the essence of someone else in
it. Wow, Amy, that's terrifying. It's got a pump. Golly gosh. Wow.
But no body.
No body. I think the mouth is the important factor there. We're going to go to Holland. It's Susan in Holland.
Hello.
Hello, Susan. Right. How's Holland these days?
It's been, the weather wasn't very good today, to be honest. But when you were talking about that doll a little while ago, it's a coincidence, really, because yesterday I did a sale outside one of the pub gardens. It's a lovely country pub in Essex.
You came over from Holland to Essex?
Yeah, I'm from Holland-on-Sea, Essex.
Thought you meant Holland.
You thought your English was good.
Yes, yes. Your English was good. Okay,
but, what I was going to say to you was, that Leonardo doll that you're talking about, I had a bride doll in one of those that I couldn't sell to anyone. It didn't sell, so I thought I'd bring that just in case. And I thought of the lady in the pub because they've had quite a few things happening in their pub, and there's a little girl. They've got a girl ghost there going back years ago. It's a 13th century pub, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, one of the daughters come over to me yesterday, and I said, look, I said, would you like this? I said, because I said, I can't sell it anyway. No one seems to want to buy it. Now, this doll was called Charlotte. And I don't know if it's a Leonardo collection, but it's one of these collection ones, very similar. I'm going to check it out when I speak again. But anyway...
Has any of your cars been damaged since you started dabbling in these terrifying dolls?
I tell you about the car, but that was a long time ago. But this doll, okay, she said, my mum, when they lived in London, the girl was speaking to me, her mum had a doll on each step of her stairs.
Yeah.
Now, and I didn't know that at all. So she said, yes, she said, and I said, well, I thought of that little child ghost that your mum talks about.
Yeah.
I thought she might be attracted to that because apparently they've got a little granddaughter, only a toddler.
Yeah.
And you know what children are like. They're very open.
Little shitbags.
She's actually seen her.
Hate them.
Right.
Hate children. Disgusting.
Anyway, it's just strange how you were talking about that. Anyway, I haven't heard anything at the moment, but we go there regular. They have a lot of good things there in the pub, like discos and all that.
Discos? Are the discos haunted?
Well, there's people that's, well, one of the DJs has seen a soldier there. There's, it's 13th
what, are you near
century,
a barracks? What is this?
Very, loads of Colchester. Things have happened in this place.
Yeah.
But it's a lovely place, but...
tell us about the spooky goings-on with your car.
Oh, right. Well, this happened all about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
It's never happened to our cars before.
Yep.
We got this white car, and I really liked it. It had dark, you know, the glass?
The windows?
It was dark glass around. It was really, it was
tinted.
A runaround car. It was really lovely.
Runaround.
Well, we got it second-hand, but yeah. It was in very good condition.
There's no shame in that. Hey,
no,
so is
no.
My car second-hand, and I've
no,
been on telly.
Right.
Nothing to be ashamed about.
The guy said to at my husband,
well.
He said it used to belong to a lady or a young woman, but they broke up with one another for whatever reason.
Oh.
She didn't want the car.
Yeah.
Anyway, we didn't think of anything like that. You know, we just used to go in the car and that. But we, with this car, somebody down one of the country roads, a van went by us and knocked our wing mirror off it.
Yeah.
There was another occasion when my husband was driving, another car pulled out, well, actually, we're lucky we're here. He pulled out more or less nearly in front of our car, but luckily he didn't, if you know what I mean.
So hang on, is this because of ghosts or just because of bad driving on your husband's part?
We always named it, what did my husband say? Jinx.
Gin?
Jinx.
Gin.
Yeah, for some, we don't know. I mean, we
Jinx.
Just used to say that because it seemed every so often it either broke, something needed doing to the car, or some.
Or maybe it was just.
Used
it was
to go into us.
Well, maybe it was just a rubbish car.
No, honestly, it was a lovely car, and I really liked it.
Okay.
I really liked
it.
We both actually liked it, but what we're trying to say is, a lot of these things kept happening.
Yeah.
And it,
touched cars.
Wood. I've got wood. It's not happened in any of our other cars. Right.
Well, listen, Susan, lovely to talk to you. Haunted cars is the theme of the show tonight. 0344-499-1000. Cars that have been haunted. Now, here's the thing. I just went to the listing to look at that doll again, right? It sold at 12 minutes and 30 seconds past 10 this evening. If one of you lot has bought this and sends it to us, I will kill you. I will kill you. It sold just as I finished talking about it. Okay, maybe it's a coincidence. Probably not. It's probably synchronicity. If one of you scumbags has bought me a haunted doll that has already cost me £420 in new wing mirrors, that's going to cost Kath £3.75 in a new headlamp, plus £15 to get it fitted at Halfords because she doesn't know how to do it and she doesn't believe that I can do it. I can
You're
actually...
You're going nowhere near
I
it.
Can change.
No.
I can change headlamps on cars. It's one of the many, many things I can do on cars, but she won't let me do it. If one of you scumbags has bought me a haunted doll, then so help me God, that doll is going to go right up your jacksie. Right up there. Don't make me shove a haunted porcelain doll up your ass.
At least buy him a drink first.
I'll do it, Catherine. I'll do it.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Let's go to Becky. Good evening, Becky.
Hello.
Hello, Becky.
Hi, how are you?
I'm terrified. I'm genuinely, I'm scared now that someone's bought us a haunted doll.
I'm terrified.
Now, you're a witch. You know that stuff is true. I'm not... Listen, my tongue is slightly in my cheek, but I am terrified, Becky. Honestly, I genuinely believe the car thing is... The car incidents are because of this haunted doll. It's too much of a coincidence, Sepa.
Yeah. Saturday, I had a car accident.
What happened? I hope you're all right, first of all.
Yes, I'm fine. I was in shock.
Well, yeah, I bet you are. I had a car accident earlier this year. One of the worst things that can happen to you, but physically you're okay. That's good. What happened, Becky, if you want to tell us?
I was coming from a friend's house. I was going down from a minor road from a T-junction, turned left, actually,
yeah.
onto
a major road. Didn't see the car coming from the right, I'd admit that. And I just crashed into her Kia Sportage, and I've got a Toyota Aygo.
Now...
Interesting. Another Japanese car.
Well, okay, okay. Now, are you suggesting, Becky, that your car accident... was it? Did you say it was Saturday?
Saturday.
Are you suggesting that your car is haunted? Are you suggesting it's connected with me buying a haunted doll on Monday?
No, if not, which teddy bear are we fingering for this one?
Catherine, please, mate. That's unfair. And I'm going to say unnecessary. Please carry on, Becky, and I apologise for Catherine's mood.
Right.
I think she's been drinking.
I used to collect dolls.
Haunted ones?
Well, Monster High dolls.
Right.
Yeah. I've still got one.
Okay, well then...
Which one you got?
Spectre Bondigies.
She's a good one.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about. Now you're talking
careful, because their hands fall off and you can't find them.
Now you're talking lady language, which is a language I know a few words in, but I can get by, but I couldn't have a full conversation. Hey, who wants to have a conversation with a lady? Don't know what that means, actually. That sounded worse than I meant it to, so I take that back.
Rewind. I've done that.
Okay, but well, listen, I'm sorry for car crash. I'm glad you're alive. I'm glad you're well.
Thank you.
Also,
it was lovely to see you and Catherine on the 19th.
Wasn't it?
It was.
Wasn't it? We are lovely people. Doesn't Catherine smell nice?
She did.
She's a nice smelling lady. Becky, thank you for that.
You're giving away sniffs of me.
Haunted cars tonight. Haunted cars. Your haunted vehicle stories, please. Could you find a few haunted vehicle stories?
Probably not.
Online.
Okay.
Yeah?
See, I mean, there's all sorts online. There's haunted everything.
Okay.
There's haunted...
Thank you very much
private
indeed.
Parts and...
Alan Caddick.
Hiya, Mark.
Good evening, Alan.
I want to go away from the haunted car, actually.
Okay, go on.
I want you to test the dumb button.
Why?
Because on the basis of last night, Amanda dropped the F-bomb on the telly.
Who dropped the F-bomb on the telly?
Amanda Holden.
Right, but here's the thing, the dumb button doesn't work on Britain's Got Talent, you see. This dumb button doesn't dump 7 seconds out of all broadcast media, although wouldn't it be good? It only works on this station.
But I remember you last night saying you worked so the dumb button worked.
Yeah, well, the dumb button does work. You don't remember anything because you fell asleep by the time we got to you again.
As per usual.
The dumb button definitely works now, Alan.
But just to put my mind at ease. My apologies for anyone listening for any bad language.
There won't be any bad... I'm not testing the dumb button. What do you think, I'm some kind of performing monkey? Good day to you, sir. Dave, stay there. You'll be next. 0344-499-1000. Oh, by the way, a couple of things we didn't do yesterday, so I'm just going to throw these out and we'll talk about them a bit more. But if they get your skin itchy, you can call in about them. Drunk eBay purchases. I'm not a drinker anymore, but I'm buying so much rubbish on eBay. Oh, God, I bought a PlayStation 1 preloaded with every single PlayStation game ever made. 1,574 games. Yes, all right. Okay, fine. Yeah, I bought a modded original Xbox as well that's got a load of emulators and games stored in a 500 gigabyte hard drive. Okay, fine. I've got a bid on a Dragon 32 computer. Okay, fine. Yes, yeah, I have a problem. But here's the thing. I could stop any time I wanted to. I'm a bidding now. I'm not bidding now.
I bet you are.
Do you see me?
Show me your screen.
No, I'm not going to leave. Look at the screen. That's private. But I'm not bidding at this precise second. I could stop bidding. No. Let me just close that. It's gone. Nothing to see. I could stop bidding at any point. Please, for the love of God, help me stop. But drunk eBay purchases, please. I posted this on... I'll find it during the break. Someone posted on Facebook. It wasn't a drunk, but it was a pocket eBay purchase, which is an excellent one. 0344-499-1000. And have you ever been in someone else's house without them knowing? 0344-499-1000. This is the Late Night Alternative every weeknight from 10 on DAB app and, of course, talkradio.co.uk.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. On air and off the leash. On Talk Radio.
So, drunk eBay purchases, ever been in someone else's house without them knowing, and haunted vehicles, 03444991000. And of course, you can call in about anything we've talked about in the past, that we may talk about in the future, or anything that's on your mind. Catherine?
I have found some testimony from someone who believes they have a haunted vehicle.
Here we go, let's hear
it. This is on Quora.
This is going to be great.
This is the testimony of Stacey Panter, who is a former electrician apprentice at International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers.
Yeah.
I believe I once owned a car that was haunted. Can I have some music? Go on, give me some appropriate tunes. I believe I once owned a car that was haunted.
There we go.
A friend of mine also owned one with a little more evidence that it was haunted. With mine, I just always got the feeling that someone was sitting right behind me in the car. Since I was always used to driving small cars, I chalked it up to the fact that there was so much space in the back of this station wagon. I felt very uneasy, especially at night when driving this car. This car had once been totaled, and my dad bought it from this man who dealt in fixing cars like this.
Dealt in fixing cars?
Yeah, we lived in Tennessee, and the car came to him from Georgia. I would think I caught the glimpse of someone in my rearview mirror sometimes, but I really thought it was my imagination. But one night, a friend of mine needed to go somewhere, so I allowed him to take my car.
Were they insured?
It's America.
Okay.
Don't matter, does it? And the roads are dead straight. You don't even have to wiggle your steering wheel.
No, you don't. Well, though, if you watch Mr. T driving the
18 van,
he's all over the place. Left, right, left, right, left, right. It's like he's got two fellas either side of him, isn't it? It's amazing.
Or Nordic skiing.
There we go. Nordic skiing. That's more appropriate. More appropriate term. I apologise, yes.
One night a friend of mine needed to go somewhere, so I allowed him to take my car. I don't know about the insurance status, but it's probably kosher.
Yeah.
When he returned, he was very pale and asked me why I didn't inform him that my car was haunted before he left in it. I explained to him what I've just said here, and he said something very bad happened to someone in that car. It felt like maybe someone had killed someone and, like, transported them in it or something. I have no real evidence that anything actually happened in the car, but the fact that I felt that I wasn't alone when so many times I was in it. My friend owned a Jeep Cherokee that's sort of a different story.
We call them Jeep Native Americans now.
He allowed me to drive it to visit a friend of mine. Again, insurance, I don't know, but, you know, let's hope they sorted
it out. Okay, good luck, guys.
My friend wasn't home, so I was going to write her a note. I had a pen and paper and desperately tried to write her a note, but couldn't. My hands would violently shake when I tried to write. I told my friend, and when I said I was going to write her a note, he interrupted, "You couldn't write it, could you? You couldn't do it." I asked him how he knew, and he told me he had the same thing happen to him. He said he'd been to Walmart the week before in the neighbouring town to where I live, and a lady approached him and wanted to see his vehicle. He allowed her to check it out, and she told him her husband had committed suicide in it.
Shh. Hang on a minute. She was driving around in the car that her husband had committed suicide in? I mean, I suppose you need the car, but that feels a little bit Jeff, doesn't it? It's a bit ripe.
He'd written an extensive note. The Jeep seemed to drive itself quite a bit, and it's hard to explain. As I said, there's more of an explanation as to why the Jeep was haunted than the one I had at that time. But my friend didn't keep that Jeep very long after that, though.
Mama! 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 Let's go to Dave. Good evening, Dave.
Good evening, Ian. Good evening, Kathy. I hope you're well.
Oh, that's a very, very formal introduction. If I may be so bold, sounds actually a little bit threatening. You sound like one of those gangsters that walks into an establishment going, "Oh, pretty place you got here. Wouldn't it be a shame if something happened to all the merchandise?"
I've got a couple of spooky stories to intone, so...
Beautiful, let's have it.
First off, it's the perils of CB radio.
We're talking about CB radio. CB radio is a common theme on this show. Big 10-4 for a copy, big buddy. Over.
Yeah, exactly. Well, when I was...
Exactly. I'll get to my story now, you idiot.
Yeah, when I was about 10, me and my mate were sort of looking out the window. We saw this smoke coming from just down the road. So, like kids do, you always go down on your bikes and investigate.
Of course
and,
you do. Like the Red Hand Gang.
Exactly, and with James Bond III.
That was the kid's actual name. But the kid who played Doc was called James Bond III. I mean, that's outrageous.
And we went to this house, and there's a house on fire, which is, you know, terribly exciting when you're 10. And we saw the police, there was a lot of firemen there, and they were actually giving the sort of, I don't know if I imagined this, but I imagine them giving the kiss of life to a cat. But anyway, it turned out the guy was on holiday, and while he was on holiday, a fireball that he'd never saw.
Hang on a second, this song's too good to talk over. Jolie Newman as Joanne. Johnny Bragner as Lil Bill. And James Bond III as Doc. Everybody? La la la, la la la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. So hang on, sorry, let's go back a bit. You say a fireman was giving the kiss of life to a cat.
Well, they had it in a sort of one of those respirator things, and they were sort of giving it oxygen. That's I might have imagined that.
Fireman was pumping a cat in the street.
I have seen someone giving a goldfish a kiss of life before.
Oh, what
yeah,
for?
It works.
Flipping
it. Totally works. Totally works. Totally works. Okay, so continue, vous s'il vous plaît, monsieur.
Yeah, so according to one of his neighbours, and of course it's all in the local paper, yeah. She saw a fireball descend on the house and hit the CV aerial that was on the roof of the house.
Haunted
and
CB.
Set the house ablaze.
Flipping heck, man! And, that's why CB radio died out.
Yeah, and I'd say about 7 or 8 years later, I actually got taught to drive by the guy whose house it was, and he told me, yeah, exactly, it was his son's CB radio.
A fireball. XL5? No. I don't even know what fire... I know it's a... Please don't say it's a ball of fire. Please, please, please. We're better than that. All three of us here.
Which is what Elvis Costello said when he met Jerry Lee Lewis. Jerry Lewis said, how are you going, son? He said, I'm a ball of fire.
Elvis Costello did?
Yeah.
Boy, Elvis Costello's enough to say some dumb things to classic
exactly,
rock stars.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. So that's that. Don't, never use a CB radio. So I will not buy a CB radio because I don't want to die by fireball. Okay, well, that's that. Okay, thank you for the warning. It's appreciated.
And I once encountered a devil doll.
That's a nervous laugh. Here's the thing, right? People can laugh out of fear. All laughter is fear. All laughter is fear and the release of fear, right? When someone's telling a long comic story, it's tense, you're tense, you're tense, you're tense, and then it gets to the end and the release and you can let go of the tension and the fear. That's all a laugh is. That is all a laugh is. Trust me, I know these things. And so Dave is laughing.
Thank you, Dr. Giggles.
Oh, stick it up, you doodah. So Dave is laughing because he's tension. That's why people laugh. That's why sometimes, if I went to my kids today, kids got some bad news. Tension's building. So you should just be ready. What I'm going to say is bad. Tension is building. Please, just want you to, tension's building. I'm dead and I'm a ghost. They burst into laughter because the tension is relief. Not because they're glad I'm dead. They would be mortified that I was dead and that I was addressing them as a ghost from beyond the grave, via a doll, perhaps. But I'd choose a teddy bear. But it's a release of tension. That's why there's so much laughter at funerals. And it's the people that cry at funerals that are...
The weirdos.
The weirdos. The
right.
Cold-hearted killers who are rubbing their hands with glee that the person has passed away. And it comes out in the form of tears. And that is a fact. I've studied it. So thanks very much indeed. Dave.
Yeah. I went to a place in Hackney called, I think it's Victor Wine's Museum of Curiosities. It's on Mare Street. I think it's still there.
Okay.
And it's called the Last Tuesday Society as well, I think. But my mate was told to go there by her friend, which is John Waters, film director, you know, the cult film director, and he'd been there and said it was fantastic, and
So we were allowed to go in this little museum they got downstairs of various weird, wonderful things. And because she was a friend of John's, we were allowed to see the devil doll that they don't only take out on special occasions. And she said, strange things happen when people look at the devil doll or take photographs of it. So I took a photograph of this devil doll, and when I looked at it, because it was an old camera at that point, its face, which had been still during when I took the photograph, was all blurred, completely blurred. So make of that what you will.
Sorry, this music, I just faded it up and it stepped on, son. It's not actually very spooky. That was a bad call. And that may, Dave, have taken some of the thunder, some of the sting out of the tail. Yeah. Did you know that only lady bees and wasps can sting?
I've heard that, yeah. I know it's one of those things.
Did you know that, Catherine?
No, is that true?
Don't Google it. Don't Google
Why?
It.
Why?
Because it's true and I want you to believe me.
No.
See,
sorry,
this
I can't
is it.
Do that.
This is the thing I talk about, right? I am full of knowledge, okay? I want mastermind. I'm full of knowledge, Dave. And every time I say something interesting and factual, Catherine Googles it. And she's going to apologise in a second. Because she's Googling it now. Why can't you just believe me?
Because you've fed me too much bullshine in the past,
just
my friend. You're the lawyer who cried bullshine.
Please believe me. Oh. Hang on a minute, Dave. Kath?
Okay.
Am I right? Just wait.
Yeah, the female bees are the only ones that can sting. It's an ovipositor, the other word for the sting.
I'm sorry.
Well, there you go.
Dave always seems to come on when you and I are arguing.
I don't know why. He's the devil doll.
It's the devil doll, Dave. Thank you very much for your call. There you go. That's an interesting fact. Do you know who taught me that?
One of your children.
My 7-year-old.
What are they teaching them? Apparently quite useful stuff.
They're teaching them stuff. The switchboard is empty, dear listener. If you want to give us a call, now is an excellent time. 03-444-991-1000. Drunk eBay purchases. Ever been in someone else's house without them knowing? Haunted, inanimate objects. And anything else you fancy. You know how this rubbish works. 03-444-499-1000. The Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Here we go. Busy show tonight, guys. Late Night Alternative. Welcome to the Late Night Alternative with me, Ian Lee, and...
Me.
No. Sorry.
What?
No. Sorry. No, that's not how that introduction is meant to go. Got a new sidekick for the show.
Oh.
So, let's start again. Hello, and welcome to the Late Night Alternative with me, Ian Lee.
And I'm Catherine Boyle Tapointo, a computer version of the lady who normally co-hosts. The only difference is I am more reliable. How are you today, Master Yane?
I'm very well, Catherine.
Master Yane?
I'm very well, thank you. Please. You are redundant.
Wow, well, good luck with that.
I'm very well, thank you, Catherine, RoboCath 2.0, actually. And this is the thing where she cannot get me. That is actually your voice. Earlier on today, I got you to read some sentences into my computer, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
And you said, what are these for? And I said, I just want like recordings of you in case you lose your voice or die. It wasn't. It was on a website, at Lyrebird. And that is an actual computer representation of you, but cleverer.
Wow.
Watch this. Hi, Alan.
Hi, boss.
Hello, Alan Caddick. How are you today?
Not bad, thank you. Yourself?
I love Dick.
What?
How is your mum, Alan Caddick?
Hang on, this is important.
How is your mum, Alan Caddick?
Oh, I've got some brilliant news about my mum. She's coming home tomorrow morning.
Shut up.
Really?
Seriously?
This is absolutely brilliant. This is great news. Okay, that's great. Your mum's coming home. Brilliant. Well done, all of that. But, more importantly, what do you think about RoboCath?
The technology has advanced, so it is. Yeah. I can see Kath on the unemployment line in 3 hours' time.
Yeah. What do you reckon, Catherine? Human Catherine?
It will be closed in 3 hours' time.
Be quiet, human Catherine. You are now a redundant model.
Oh! She got microchips and sass. Wow.
Oh, well, that translated fine.
So that's it, Alan. Human Catherine is replaced by Robo Catherine 2.0. The future is bright. The future is Robo Catherine.
Sounds promising.
Start farting, did you say?
No, it sounds promising.
Okay. Now that's her going shh. Catherine?
Is that a glitch?
Shut up.
Alan, that is great news about your mother. Anything else you'd like to bring to this party?
I still want to test the dump button.
Okay, well, thank you very much indeed, Alan. That's not for you to decide. 0344-499-1000 is the telephone number. RoboCath is here. Those are all but one of the pre-programmed phrases. She's learning, right? She's learning. She needs to learn. She needs to learn. So if you've got anything, dear listener, that you would like RoboCatherine 2.0 to say, 0344... I don't even need to give the number out.
So why don't you give us a call on the Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee and RoboCath? 03444991000.
03444991000.
Shut up. So why don't you give us a call on the Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee and RoboCath? 03444991000.
Sam's wetting himself out there. And he's right to. He's right to. This is, but here's the thing. Arrogant, I feel really bloated today. Arrogant radio hosts do phone-ins about, oh, computer technology is going to take over everybody's jobs. It will never take over mine. Well, it will. I mean, it won't take over mine, but it's taking over people lower down the food chain on speech radios. And obviously, I need to be here to program RoboCath 2.0 and to do the faders and to inject a little bit of pathos into the show. But the kind of, I don't know how I'd describe you. Is win it to, is
win it?
A radio win it? Is that too harsh? I was thinking.
No, it's easy just to call me your boss.
Radio Clagnut?
What?
Is that too, I don't know, is that too harsh? I don't know. I just don't know what you can say anymore. I don't know. Ever since John Cleese has been cancelled just for being massively racist, I don't know what you can say anymore. But the Tagnuts. What? Are going to be scraped off and replaced by good old-fashioned futuristic technology. What was that number again, RoboCath?
So why don't you give us a call on the Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee and RoboCath? 03444991000.
There we go. 03444991000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, if you've got anything that you would like RoboCath to say. And what I'll be doing tonight, Catherine, a human Catherine, on what is possibly your last night. Got me, that's quite sad. That's quite sad. What I'll be doing tonight, human Catherine, I can't look at you. On what is possibly going to be your last night, is anything of interest you say, I'm going to type into RoboCath 2.0 so that we have it stored on the system, so then you don't need to say it again.
Problem is, she's not very good at gestures, is she? Could she do this?
Yes, I can.
That's not RoboCath. That's actual Ian.
03444991000. In the meantime, while we're waiting for this to be fully programmed and complete, it's just a beta at the moment. It's just the beta. Probably won't be finished until Friday. I look forward to our last few hours together.
Not as much as I do.
Okay, that sounded like a threat. If I'm being honest, that sounded like a threat.
Yeah.
The wild man of late night radio.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Okay, it's quiet on the phone tonight. We're gonna up the ante after 11. It's gonna coast up to 11, then from 11, boom, 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 boom. It's gonna be phone calls after phone calls after goddamn bloody phone calls. 0344-499-1000 is the phone number. Good evening, Hannah.
Hiya.
Hello, Hannah.
Hi,
have you got your haunted doll yet?
No, we cancelled the order.
Oh, did you? That's probably for the best. I had two weird things happen to me this week, and I thought it was your doll that was to blame.
Go on, tell us what happened. You had two what?
Right. So I was walking past the tower block, yeah, minding my own business, got nice shoes on, and something flew down from one of the windows and landed just at my foot, but it was too late, and I stepped on it, and I skidded along.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
Do you want to know what it was?
It wasn't what I think it was it?
It was a prophylactic.
That's even what I was thinking of poo. Wowzers.
So someone had lugged it out of the window.
Was it?
Yay.
I don't know how to phrase this. Was it juiced?
It was used. It was very well used.
Someone had it off, or maybe a posh, you know, solo mission, and then just ripped it off and chucked it out the window.
With abandon.
Imagine if you'd have had your mouth open, you could have got pregnant. Oh, I'm so sorry. That is absolutely disgusting.
Well, at least you stood on it and it didn't land on your head.
Oh, my God. I'm not going anywhere without an umbrella. Come rain or shine.
It will be.
Can't do
yes, exactly. Come rain. Oh, I think we sailed very, very close to the wind there, Kathleen. Let's tack back a little bit, please. Let's tack back. And when did this happen, Hannah?
This happened 2 days ago.
Gosh.
Okay. And did you say there was another incident with a soiled Johnny?
Well, yeah, there was, but that's not what I was ringing about.
Oh, what?
Oi, oi.
Oi, oi, Hannah! Give me hop, oh, Hannah, give me hop, oh, Hannah. Wowzers, you're a fun time lady.
I certainly am.
Wowzers, okay, crikey, there we go. Okay, but did you say you had something else to tell us?
I did another awful thing that happened, and this was yesterday.
Yeah.
I went to the beach with my boyfriend, and I wanted him to take a photo of me balancing on the seawall because I thought it would look really good.
Yeah, of course, nothing finer than a picture of your lover balancing on a seawall.
But I started to fall over, and I knew that if I fell one way, I'd go onto the rocks on the other side.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't want to do
that. So I quickly tried to put my foot down, but I missed the seawall, and my body slammed into the bonnet of his car.
Oof.
Yeah, and he didn't get the picture I wanted either.
Well, did he get a picture of you on top of his car, legs akimbo?
Yes! I was wearing a dress.
That's the picture he wanted. There you go. You see? Well, that's great. It's just, well done, David Bailey, there.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Oh.
Fatboy Slim, innit? We're going to break that.
Probably will. Oh, I'm out of breath. Oh, and we're going to take calls straight to air for the last 30 minutes. We'll carry on chatting. As soon as I see, it's been quiet on the phones, but I think we've had some good quality phone calls tonight, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to call in and chip in, you can do some nonsense, you can chat for a little bit longer, it's up to you. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. As soon as I see a number on the screen, I'll go, hello, line one, you're on the wireless.
Hello, Ian, it's Gemma in Nashville.
Hello, who is this?
Gemma.
Hello, Gemma.
In Nashville.
How are you?
Gemma in Nashville. Yes. It's the weirdest thing because it's got a Manchester dialing code. Isn't that funny? But I know you're not. Hey, and it's not a great line. Hey, Gemma, how are you doing?
I'm good.
What's...
I haven't called you since you've been in your studio.
I thought you said since you've been in prison. I thought, no, you haven't. How's life in Nashville? How's the country dudes? How's the cowboys? How's the oil? How's the music? How's the vibe?
Very, very hot.
Is it?
Yeah. It's, 6:30 and it's 82 degrees Fahrenheit, so that's pretty warm.
That's steaming.
Heck, man.
How are you keeping cool?
Don't go outside.
That's a personal question.
Huh.
Okay, for all we know, Gemma could be absolutely
starkers. I do put my bra in the freezer.
Sorry?
Sometimes.
I beg your pardon?
I put my brassiere in the freezer sometimes. I think other people do that too.
Wow.
I've never heard that one before, but I'm going to try it this summer.
I have not heard that, but that makes perfect sense. Iced it.
It works.
That does make perfect sense. Is it not? Is it not too cold
when you put it on?
No. If you're really hot, it feels good.
The opposite of that, in the winter, there's nothing nicer than a pair of ironed pants in the winter. Freshly ironed pants, so they're warm, you put them on. Ooh, yes.
My first boyfriend, his mum used to put his pants on the radiator for him every morning before school. That is love, isn't it?
That is love. That is love. But would you put your...
I don't...
You put your what in the microwave?
I put socks in the microwave before.
All right, okay.
I don't think that's safe. I think they can catch fire.
Not that not made of metal.
It worked.
Okay, would you... if this is too personal a question, then just let me know. Would you put your knickers, your underpants, your undergarments, your downstairs underwear...
We get it.
...in the freezer? Or is that too intimate?
No, yes, I would put my panties in the freezer.
There we go. I would put my panties in the freezer. That's like a line from a play, isn't it? I would put my panties in the freezer. I love your accent so much. I love it so much. I want to go to Nashville, man. I really want to go to Nashville.
We did think about it, didn't we?
We considered doing the show from Nashville, Gemma, for a week. We looked at it, but just the flights there, it was really expensive to get to Nashville.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but maybe if we did come and do it, we could stay at your place and we could
put our panties in the freezer.
Put our panties in your freezer.
Just unpack everything straight into the freezer.
What can we do for
you? I hadn't called. Let me tell you, I've been meaning to call and I haven't because I got very paranoid about swears and dumping.
Oh, why did you get paranoid about that?
Because people do it a lot, and I'm afraid I might say something that we commonly say here that could be horrific there.
You've got a potty mouth. Well, here's the thing, right? You don't have to worry about swears and dumping. That's for me and Kath.
The dump button works now, so we're armed.
Exactly. That's for me and Kath to worry about, right? And we listen, if people do it accidentally or it's a cultural thing, we're cool with that. You know, we give a couple of yellow cards, and we like you, Gemma. I don't think there are any it's more the other way around. There are more British words.
Like if I say snickerdoodle biscuit, which is nothing here, it might be some kind of crazy pedo phrase there.
Wow.
I mean, look at rearview mirror and
pedos all over the country. Are going, what?
Where's the snickerdoodle biscuit? What is this? Goddamn pedo code. Who told those straights? Wow. I always get great pleasure. The word W, you know, winker, but with an A in it, right?
Right.
That doesn't mean anything in America.
No.
It's mentioned in The Simpsons. It's mentioned in Mork and Mindy. One of the characters is called Mr. Winker. Mm-hmm. And I used to get great pleasure saying it very loudly on the streets of New York because it didn't mean anything.
I think Mike Myers included it in one of his films just because, well, he's Scouse. His parents are Scouse, aren't they? So they're from Liverpool originally.
We know what Scouse means, yes.
Yeah, but Gemma might not.
So you can't say that on the radio?
No.
It's
really?
Quite a strong swear.
It's quite a strong swear, but we could say, like, for example, on American radio, could you talk about jerking off?
Yeah.
Okay. What stations do they do that in place?
At certain times.
Between 12 and 2 in the afternoon and 5 and 7 in the evening is the jerking off hour. For a whole hour? Wow. These Americans have got stamina. Well,
there's satellite, which you can pretty much say anything you want.
Oh, yeah, satellite. Is that the, like, Sirius subscription radio?
Yes, yes.
And loads of people sign up for that. People pay for that, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
That's how Howard Stern makes his millions.
Isn't that what DAB is?
No, because DAB is free. We don't have subscription radio over here.
No, it would be a podcast. In that case, wouldn't it?
But even then, people get it for free. The only sort of real thing that you pay for is the license fee to get BBC, which is more of like a state kind of thing.
No, we have no... People tried subscription radio. FUBAR was an example.
Yeah.
And no one went for it.
Well, there's enough free stuff that people don't feel the need for it.
No one went for it. We're not suckers like you Yanks.
Yeah.
No, I kind of
buy anything.
No, I kind of, I actually see a benefit in it. I do think it would, I think it's a great idea. You pay for the channels in the same way that you do with TV. You get different packages. You pay for the channels, that you like.
Right,
but we,
exactly.
But radio is just so ingrained in this country as, you know, like a freedom of speech, free to the masses kind of thing that it just won't take off, unfortunately. Mm. People want.
But is it free if you can't say a swear?
Well, there's no such thing as free speech on the radio, and I would argue there's no such thing as free speech anywhere. Really,
no,
everything.
There's no free speech without responsibility.
Yeah. Everything you say has got its consequences.
Consequences.
Yeah. Hey, nice one, Gemma. Was there anything else you wanted to say? It's so lovely to hear your voice.
No. I'm just wanted to catch up. That's all.
Nice one. You give us a call again, all right? And we'll speak to you very soon. Thanks a lot, Gemma. Cheers. There we go. Did a call from Nashville. I like Gemma. I love the accent. Oh, I love that.
Old Miss Icy Panties.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Here we go, dear listener. Yes. Here we go. Now, the studio has been full of issues today, I believe. I believe Talk Radio was taken off air. That's sabotage. I can exclusively reveal it's sabotage, as the Beastie Boys once sang. They just, what they don't want, and who they is, I'm not allowed to say, but it's LBC. What they don't want is they don't want the truth. They don't want the truth coming out. The truth is coming out tonight, guys. The truth is coming out. Princess Diana was murdered. 9/11 was an inside job. The truth is coming out tonight. 0344-499-1000. I want to hear your conspiracy theories tonight, guys. And you know what? Every single conspiracy theory. Other radio shows would poo-poo them, Catherine Boyle. My name's Ian Lee, by the way. You know the lady's name. I just said it. I'll say it again. It's worth noting. Catherine Boyle.
That's me.
Catherine with a K.
Yeah. Kicking car.
I want to hear other shows would poo-poo these conspiracy theories, but I'm totally buying into them now because we're in a brand new studio. Cost millions of pounds and the whole thing went off air earlier. Does that make any sense to you?
It seems a little convenient to me.
Doesn't it? Mm. Doesn't it? It just doesn't sit right. Now it sounds funny in my headphones. Does it sound funny in your headphones?
Not yet.
We might switch headphones later on. We might.
There's
we
some
just,
other ones here.
Let me have those. Those ones look good. Could you unplug them? You're waving me headphones. Here's the thing. She knows, right? I got a bad back and I got a bad ass. I'll tell you about that in a minute.
God, you've got longer arms.
I've had to change my pants twice today. That's not even a joke. As I've said before, I am the ambassador for Shart. Can't quite remember what those letters stand for. If anybody knows, I'd love. But I am ambassador for Shart.
Ambassador
for Shart, which is a charity that supports the follow-through movement. And I'll be talking about them later on. Be looking for your donations. Not monetary, don't worry. Everybody can provide and it won't cost you a penny.
You made a couple of deposits today, didn't you?
So I did. As I said, I had to change my pants twice today. And I'm not ashamed of that. Why would I be ashamed of that? Why would I be ashamed of my body failing me? I'm not ashamed of that. And neither should you, dear listener. If you followed through today, 0344-499-1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Embrace it. Ash, this isn't even a joke, right? This isn't even a joke. Is Ash still out there?
He went to the loo.
Well, exactly. Because Ash told me a story today, right? I wish he were here to tell it. Ash told me a story today about how... Because I mentioned I'd followed through today... And he said, I've done that loads.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
And this, what a terrible, terrible, lowbrow start to the show, okay? But 0344-499-1000, unless we get some phone calls, this is as good as it's going to get. And it's all downhill from here. This isn't even rock bottom yet. he told me that he was on the North Circular once, going to his mum's, or coming from his mum's, and he was stuck in traffic, right? And... He cacked his pants, literally, right? And he said, I was looking out on the right and there was a driver looking at me and I thought, he doesn't know I've just done a poo in my pants.
Oh,
right.
My God.
This is terrible. What? Please, dear God, if Ms. Brooks or Sir Murdoch are listening, honestly, we're better than this. We are better than this normally, but this is a real life issue. And if the Sun or the Times actually doesn't pick this up and run with it as front page news, then shame on everybody involved.
I wouldn't pick it up with that rubber glove.
He told me he'd done that, right? He's not in tomorrow. So he told me he'd done that, and then he said, so he's in traffic and he's driving on the North Circular. Not just a follow through, full on, right? And then he said, a few minutes later, I needed to do another one.
Oh, God.
And I thought, I'll hold it. And then I thought, there's no point in holding it. So I just did it. And the second one was deliberate. I swear to God, he told me that. That's what we're dealing with. Hang on, what's that noise? Ah, the sound of radios being switched off across the country. There go the listening figures once again. What do you want? We do the heavy, you don't want it. We do the funny, you don't want it. We do real life stories about grown men cacking their pants and you don't want it. I don't know what you guys want.
There's no pleasing you.
Well, darling, there ain't no pleasing you. So I'm basically falling apart, right? So we've both got this bug, Catherine. Mm-hmm. Second time we've had this bug since we've been in this building. Have you had any loose bowels, Sam, since you've been here? Okay.
Any bloating? Okay.
Both of us last night got home. Ay, 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 ay. What, you know, luckily the cleaner's coming tomorrow, so I should probably warn her, but I won't. I'll just leave before she turns up. But not feeling great. And then also my back is killing me. I don't know if you know this, dear listener, but, about 4 weeks ago, I broke the world record for dabbing. 410 dabs. And I did it, and I did it with pride, and it was something I will always be so glad that I did.
You did it very vigorously.
Very vigorous. It's on my Twitch stream. If anyone's listening, if you can tweet me the link, I'll retweet the link to my dab world record. It's a genuine thing. It's not even a lie. Genuinely, 410 dabs. It's a world record. Thanks very much indeed. But here's the thing. I did my back in. Lower right. Done it. I think I pulled a muscle, right? And this was a month ago, and it is still hurting me a lot. A lot. And that with my bad foot as well. It's not going well for me. So if anybody is listening, that'll be a change. If anybody is listening who, and I don't want to do this, it's such a local radio thing. I've got a cold. Call in with your cold remedies, please. I'd love to get you cold. I think I did that once at LBC. I've got really bad hay fever today. Why don't you call into your local BBC radio station and give me your cures for hay fever? While we're waiting for those calls, here's Robbie Williams and Candy.
Oh God, Candy.
That's the worst song. But I do actually want your cures for bad back, but not in a local radio way, in a more mature national radio way. I'm going to call something controversial, and the listeners might be able to help. Right, so I take the boys swimming. I've joined a swimming pool, I guess. I went swimming today, so I joined a swimming pool, right? Because I take the boys there whenever they come over. They have family swim for an hour. They take the lanes out and they just chuck loads of balls and floats in and stuff.
And everyone can weigh in
and
there.
All the time. We just lost balls at each other. Mm-hmm. It's great, right? And I thought, well, I quite like swimming. I'm not great at it. I'm sort of considering having swimming lessons again because my technique isn't very good. Genuinely, my technique's terrible, and I don't think that helps my back because I keep my head. I don't like putting my face in the water.
Mm-hmm.
So I went. Sorry, I just saw Ash, and it just reminded me of him doing two poos in a car on the same journey.
One on purpose.
So I joined a swimming pool, and I went swimming today on my own for the first time. Right, and it's a 50-meter pool. Okay. And so I did 12 lengths of a 50-meter pool, right? And I was absolutely shattered at the end of it. I was knackered, right? I only tried for about 20 minutes. I was knackered because I'm unfit and I'm overweight, okay? But I thought I've done 50 meters, 12 lengths, that's 600 meters. That's not bad.
That's not bad. I'll take that. So I got out feeling all good and all proud, and I put my shoes on. What's great about this swimming pool is you take your shoes and socks off before you go into the changing rooms.
Oh, that's good.
You just leave them outside, out in the hallway.
Oh, like you're at home.
Yeah. It's great. It's great.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I bought a shoe rack.
Did you?
Yeah, I've got a shoe rack coming tomorrow.
I bought a shoe rack. It's just a more organised pile.
I don't like those people that have those shoe cupboards where you pull it open and shoes are shoved in.
I love one.
No, I don't like those. I think the shoe rack, got a shoe rack, it's got three tiers, which basically means four tiers because you can put small shoes underneath. So it's four tier shoe rack.
Before I got married, I had my own flat, like, all to myself.
Can't imagine you living on your own and surviving.
It was great. Yeah. I loved it.
Yeah.
And I had, a double wardrobe in the hallway.
Aren't your balls normally held back by your willy?
Full of shoes. Just my shoes were in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Bliss. Then, of course, blokes come along and spoil it, don't
they? Blokes come along and they spoil it. I've got my shoes on, came out, put my shoes on, 600 metres. Wow, yes. This is just like day one. This is the start. And I thought, I'll just double check it's a 50-metre pool. I said to the lady at the reception, it's a 50-metre pool, isn't it? She went, no, it's 25. It's 300 metres. And I was beat. And it reminded me of being a kid. I used to go swimming lessons at Beechwood School on a Saturday. And Beechwood School was a very, very rough school. But on a Saturday, we're going to have swimming lessons. And I can swim, right? And I'm steady but slow. And when I took my 400 metres badge, I was still swimming when the next class was finishing. When the next class, our class finished, the next class came in, I was finishing, I'd finished as they were finishing up. What the heck? But I still got that badge. Good. And that's the lesson of today's show, dear listener, is slowly, slowly catch a monkey. Now, I didn't catch a monkey that day, but I did catch a 400 metres badge. So you've just got to keep on going. Now, here's the point I want to say. Saturday, we went to family swim, okay? And what they do is they chuckle balls in and float. It's flipping brilliant. Some days, a couple of times I've been there, it's just been me and the boys and one other family. Bit busy this time, but... And they pump out rock music. Right, pump out rock music.
That's what families love.
And they pumped out Let Me Entertain You by Robbie Williams. Now, Robbie Williams, I've got no time for. Awful, awful, awful.
What, musically or as a person?
Probably both.
Oh.
But I really enjoyed Let Me Entertain You. It's like... It's that tension thing.
The man knows about, you know, balls out entertainment.
Well, apart from Rudebox. But...
Oh, Rudebox?
No.
But... Oh, my word. What was he
thinking? It made me think. Is it time to reassess Robbie Williams' back catalogue?
Okay.
I was reminded of, and I was thinking that in the pool, and then I was reminded of another song, I Hope I'm Old Before I Die. What a lyric. What he's done there is he's taken the Who, I hope I die before I get old, switched it on and said, no, rock music, pop music now is I want to be old. I want to get old. What a concept.
Yeah, grasping life.
What a concept. He's a survivor. So I would like to talk to Robbie Williams fans. Let you, in a feature we're calling Let You Educate Me.
Oh.
It's not bad, is it? That's not bad. Let you, 0344 499 1000. Let You Educate Me is one of the many, many things we're talking about. So far, listen, what's wrong with you guys? We've done 15 minutes, we fired out so many topics, no one's calling in. Ah, geez, what's the point? What's the point? Hey, what's the point? I'm gonna probably not get too excited, otherwise I'm gonna follow through again. It's still very loose down there. So, here's what we've got, then we're gonna give you the phone number, then you're gonna phone in your droves. So, Let You Educate Me. Is it time to reassess the back catalogue of certain Mr. R.W., Robbie Williams, 03 44 499 1000. Swimming,
your swimming stories, 03444991000. If you've ever swum while you're high or drunk, I want to hear those stories, please.
If you've ever finished long after everyone else.
There we go, finishing after everyone else, story of my life in certain aspects. No names, no pack drill. 03444991000. Anything else we threw? It felt like we threw out... A lot of stuff. I feel like
that's probably enough. They always ignore it and do their own sweet thing anyway.
Oh, you can do your own sweet thing anyway. Of course. This is the Late Night Alternative every weeknight from 10 on Talk Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Evening, Katia.
Hello.
Big up yourself, Cat Cats.
Big me.
It's the KK Club. Club in that instance is most definitely spelt with a C. Okay, definitely. It's the KK Club with a C. Good evening, Cats.
Hi.
Big up yourself. Big up yourself. The cat machine.
Hong Kong foo-foo.
That's racist.
No, not foo-foo.
that translates as Hong Kong fanny. Now, we're going to play a game, Katia.
Yeah.
Now, Katia, did you use... You know when Chris... What's his name? Tarrant.
Mm-hmm.
Used to do the breakfast show on Capital Radio. He would play the accumulator game, right? Where a robot voice, and their robot technology was very advanced in the late 80s, would go, it'd go like this. Hang on a minute. Hang on a second, because this is totally, totally going to be worth it. We're going to recreate, hang on, tense music. Here we go, tense music. Here we go, right, so there's this, right. So his show, they played a game, it was called the Accumulator Game, and you'd have a caller on the line, and the robot would go like this. £10.
Yeah.
15 pounds. 25 pounds.
Stop!
Okay, well, you stop there. Chris would go, okay, well, you've won.
Whoa!
Okay, well, you've won £25. But let's listen to how much you could have won. And then the voice goes,
what?
£75.
Oh,
105 pounds.
Oh.
205 pounds.
Yeah.
505 pounds. So okay. you could have won 505 pounds, but you got 25 pounds. We're going to play that game, but with lavies, right? So I have here 10 hours of lavvy sound effects, okay?
Yeah.
Lavi Sifri. And... I surprised myself with that one. Sometimes my brain doesn't let me know what it's thinking, and then it just says stuff. And I hear it for the first time after I've said it. It's like, what? Whoa, that's a funny, funny guy in there. So, we're going to play Lavi Sifri, okay? And what we have to do, Catherine and I will be playing as well, we have to say, flush. And the person closest to the flush wins. Okay? Hello?
Yes, I don't have a flush. I just have one.
I'm going to... Kath, do you want to try it?
Well...
Get on my nerves, it's stupid.
We're going to play the Brexit. Noises.
It's probably Brexit to get rid of idiots.
We're going to play the noises of someone flushing. So
okay.
That's what we need to get closest to. The noise of it, not an actual flush.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. So this is a practice round, okay?
Yeah.
So this is a flush ending, right?
Oh, what happened there?
What was that? Hang on, that doesn't count because it went a bit techno. Okay. Okay. So after this flush, we're in. Flush. 1-0. All right. But that's a practice, okay? That was a practice. So, are you in, Katia?
Well,
yeah?
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah? Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Game has started. Oh, no one. Game has started.
£5.
Flush.
One to me. Katia, are you right there? You know what you're doing?
£10?
No. No. Forget the money thing.
Flush.
No, I've paused it.
Oh.
Forget the money thing. We're calling out when we think the flush is going to go off. It's called Lavi Sifri.
Okay.
Okay? It's 1-0 to me. Here we go. It's the end of the last flush.
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 You've won it, Katia. Whenever it is, you've won it.
Thank you.
When is it coming, though? Hang on.
I don't know, someone's reading the paper in there. There it is.
So it's one to me, one to Katia, zero to Kath. This is a great game. This is just so tense.
The gold flush.
It's the end of that last flush.
Oh.
Hang on, it's still that last flush.
Wow.
It's very noisy.
Sounds like a vortex.
Oh, jeez. Get the toilet fixed.
Those ones are terrible when you need to do a double flush, but you've got to wait for it to fill up again. Yeah.
And then if you have to do a triple flush.
I can't imagine.
Be with you in a second, Katia. Stay there, Sean, Nigel, Adam, we're coming to you. Oh, God, come on.
Are you all right in there?
Yes, yes, I'm fine.
Not done a poo, have you? Oh, God, no, stop.
I'm fine, Mum. No, don't come in. Here we go. Flush. Yes! 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 Got it! This is the best game ever. Right, here we go. Next one. Still the end of that flush. This is the best game ever. Wish I was still on TV. It's been a long time. Thing is, you know, everybody at home is playing this game. Impossible not to join in with the gold flush, a.k.a. Lavi Sifri. You won the gold flush. Yep, that gives you a bonus round where you have to answer. If you can answer this bonus question, then you get an extra 2 points. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Who invented
crapper?
Excuse me.
Crapper.
What?
Toilet.
Who invented the toilet? You're saying crapper?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, I'm sorry. It was Joseph Bramah. Oh.
No, it was Tommy Toilet.
It was Armitage Shanks. It was Pete Potty.
Billy Bog.
It was Joseph Bramah. Yes, Thomas Crapper improved the S-Bend trap, but he didn't invent the toilet, I'm afraid. Okay, so we go back to the game. Very tense. Two to Katia. Two to Ian, and of course, zero to Catherine. All those years at university, wasted. Here we go. It's the end of that last flush. Excuse me.
Flush.
Flush. Yes! Yes, yes!
Yeah! You should have just done one!
Okay, here we go. This is okay. Here we go.
Cheating.
Hang on. Did you just say shitting?
Cheating.
Cheating. Yes, that's what they're doing. They're cheating. Okay, here we go.
Flush it.
Flush. Yes! 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 The champion of the gold flush! Oh, the champion. There we go. That was great. Katia, thank you so much for your call.
Yes.
Did you get to your point?
Yes.
What was your point? I wasn't really paying attention.
Oh, thank you. I was going to call about the songs and the lube, but it's...
Songs and lube.
Yeah, no, not lube.
You want to talk about lube? I'll be honest, Katya, it's not really that kind of show. We don't really...
A bit more highbrow than that.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about lube tonight, Katya. I'm really sorry, listeners, if anyone was offended by that. We are better than that. You are better than that.
Okay, why?
Yeah. That's just on radio!
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
03444991000. I quite like this tense music, although I do worry it's going to give me a heart attack before the end of the show because I'm feeling quite... It's making me anxious.
Yeah. It's creeping about in the boss's office with the torch and a balaclava, isn't it? Or, and those puzzle games you used to get online, like Mahjong.
Oh, I've got to bring you my Beatles puzzle in tomorrow. I'm dismantling the 1,000-piece Beatles puzzle tomorrow, and I'll bring it in. You can borrow it.
Oh.
No, I know you're some way off.
Yeah, don't give it to me yet.
Okay, well, I don't really want to keep it in my house, a bit, you know, space.
Well, I've got a smaller house than you.
You're a smaller body than me.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. I should have a bigger house.
And more people in it? House?
Yeah, that's right. Rub it in that I'm divorced and I don't live with my kids. How heartless? How heartless can you be?
Just saying.
I've got three cats. You haven't got any and you'd love every single one of them. Aha!
We had to mention
this. Yes, cats. I did. Yes, I do, baby. Yes, I do.
Yes, I do, baby.
All right. We got Adam, we got Nigel, but before those, we're going to go to our good friend Sean. Good evening, Sean.
Who is on the toilet.
Oi.
Good evening. How are you, Kat and Ian?
Very, very well, Sean. What can we do for you?
Well, it was to talk about your, you know, the evacuations
you've
been having.
I'm an evacuee.
I know, I've had one myself at the rear fire exit.
But, okay.
I can't blame your doll.
Thank God. Well, good, because that's actually mounting up to what looks like quite an expensive legal case.
It does.
Well,
tell us the story, Sean, without going into too much graphic detail.
I won't go into anything graphic, but I might just offend someone, because we live in a world of snowflakes.
Wow.
But
this has taken an alright turn, rather suddenly. Away you go.
I don't know, it's dreadful, really. Because there I was, you know, I listened to a radio show, the doll got scared, you know. So I thought, well, I'll go and have a nice shower and, you know, attend to one's herbaceous borders.
Yes.
Anyway, slipped into bed, as you do, and I thought, you know, I'll be quite amorous tonight. So I took off thine boxer shorts and slipped in next to thine loving, beautiful long-term partner.
Yes. Okay, I'm glad you put long-term, because if we, for a second... thought this was a casual sexual encounter, we would have stopped this story.
We would have to rumple our foreheads.
No way. We do not encourage casual sexual encounters or short-term sexual experimentation relationships.
If you're going to do that, turn the radio off, because we don't want it rammed down our throats.
I mean, I am disappointed that you're not married, but I suppose it's 2019, and sometimes people decide they don't want to get married because they're scumbags. Okay, fine.
Well,
you've got a long-term partner, and you wanted to engage in some bunky-bunky.
Well, I didn't. I was just filing my nails, but, you know, he just took advantage. What could I say?
Oh! Did he suck off a fisherman's friend?
What?
Oh, well, I'm not really into angling, but, you know...
Get the angle right, the angle of the dangle right, and hopefully you get a bite. On your rod.
There was no dangle on that rod.
I bet there was not. Wait, can I just be... We're talking about your penis, yeah?
Are we? Oh, I was talking about fishing.
Sorry. Ah, gosh, no, there was a miscommunication. I apologise. I was doing innuendo speaking about a gentleman's penis. Okay, so, you took your boxers off. Tell us what happened next.
Well, the rest is kind of, you know, that's just, you know, a free-for-all, isn't it? When you lay next to your partner and you take your nightie off or whatever you do. So the rest is kind of history, really. It's like a free-for-all, isn't it? It's a bit like, you know...
I don't need the graphic detail of your sexual...
We thought this was going to end up in some grubby toilet story, not a let's all be jealous of Sean and his long-term partner and their lack of pants.
Why is everyone rubbing it in that I'm divorced?
I can't do toilets anymore. Jesus, I'm over 25.
Right, well, what happened? So you had sex?
Well, he did. I just laid there and filed my nails. But I got to say, my cuticles are fantastic.
Are you just fine up to show off that you're having sex?
Or that someone is.
Well, someone is.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is.
Right, thanks very much for your call. What? Me and my boyfriend, we had sex.
Well, he did. I filed my nails.
Okay, we're doing a phone-in about following through.
Yeah, there was none of that there.
What was that? I mean, I quite enjoyed it. It sounded very, very erotic. Got to be honest, I'm a little bit gel. But still, they're a long-term couple, and that's what counts. They are in love, even though one of them's definitely weird. Good evening, Adam.
Hello, that was...
Horny.
Well.
It was horny.
That was in many ways too much information, and in others, not enough.
It was a horny story. I have no idea what's happening tonight. It really has been one of those very, very weird shows. Adam, bring some sanity to the show. What have we got for tonight, please?
I don't know if I have ever brought sanity in, but okay. Oh. Firstly, I'd like to the doll hasn't caught me yet.
Okay. Are you in the second ask? Are you in the same room as your telephone?
Yes.
Okay. It sounds very quiet. That's all. But that's okay.
I'm very, very close to it.
Okay. But are you speaking? The closer you get, are you speaking more and more quietly? Sorry.
No.
Fewer and fewer, louder.
No.
Okay. Just. Okay.
I enjoyed your swimming story earlier on.
Great story.
I used to swim like. Competitively.
Ooh.
When I was much younger, like only like regional level.
How old were you?
I quit when I was 15.
Okay, well, I won't ask the question I was going to ask.
What was that?
Well, swimmers have, what is that you're showing me?
It's a turtle, but it looks
it looks like what?
Like a fat man's willy.
It doesn't look anything like a fat man's willy. I was going to ask, here's the thing about swimmers, right? Swimmers have always, it's like professional swimmers have got the best butts in the business.
Right,
but it's inappropriate for me to ask if did you have a cute bum? Yes, I did. I was 15. Whoa, that's inappropriate. So I'm not even going. I was hoping
retract, walk it back.
I was hoping you were doing this in your 30s or possibly even your 40s, but no, you weren't. So thank you very much indeed. 21 today. 21 today. He's got the key to the door. Never been 21 before.
Father says you can do as you please. Shout hip hip hooray! God to bless your birthday.
21 today. Hi, right, happy birthday, Adam. Congratulations,
I
mate.
I didn't say it was my birthday.
Yes, you did. You said it was. You said you were 21 today.
No, I didn't.
That's why we sang the 20. Yes, you did, mate. That's why we sang the 21 today song. What, you think we're just going to sing 21 today to everyone who's just 21?
Just happens to be that age.
No, of course we're not. We're going to sing it to people who are 21 today.
We're not lunatics.
Like you said you were. Yeah, good. I'm glad you're crying because you've upset me. I'm the one you should be crying. You're the one that should be saying sorry.
Okay.
Man up, snowflake.
It's funny you mention my bum.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, right, yeah.
So, I think the most important bit of context is I wasn't one of those swimmers you were talking about.
I'm
a fat swimmer.
Yeah.
I wasn't aerodynamically efficient, or I guess hydrodynamically efficient. Far too fat for it.
Yeah.
Parents of fat children shouldn't make them swim at a competitive level because speedos weren't made for our kind.
No.
However, I grew up with my grandparents, and they were very thrifty. And so when I did start losing weight, they would have absolutely no interest in getting new trunks.
No? What? Okay. So what, did you end up wearing braces or something?
No. I ended up with trunks that would often try and evacuate my person.
Here's the thing. I'm on the side of your grandparents. The last time I bought trunks... was when I was going in the jungle, and I bought a pair of trunks, right? Because I had some trunks, but I bought some new trunks. And here's the thing. I had exactly the same pair as Stanley Johnson from Marks and Spencer's. Exactly the same pair.
What, tighty whities or...?
No, like blue sort of shorts.
All right.
But I only bought those that... But I'm currently wearing a pair of trunks that were gifted to me about 5 years ago. Apart from the ones from the jungle, they were a TV... I don't even know where they are now. They're a TV expense. I haven't bought trunks 20 years.
Yeah.
Why would you bother?
I was a growing, in this case, slightly shrinking boy. I needed new ones. Speedos don't like it when you change your body type.
Okay, all right. Well, okay.
But anyway, it got to the point where it was a serious issue.
Yeah, it was causing indecency issues.
Reasons of nudity, yeah.
Yeah. No heavy petting in the pool.
Dived in, completely, they went below the knee. had to scoop them back up. And my grandfather's solution to this was to hand me his leather belt and suggest that I put it over
my Oh, Granddad.
That's incredible!
It's like, so you expect me to dive in
with
a leather belt over my Speedos and attempt to, you know, move. Did you refuse to do it?
Okay, you refuse to do it. Your granddad, you know, sounds like he's from the war generation.
Yeah, that's like, I've got something for that.
Make do. I like his style. We need more of that, and we will have more of that after Brexit, trust me. So what did you do then? Just swim around like a teenage pervert? Let's be honest, all teenagers are. I know I was.
Great, okay. I said, look, I can't. I'm either going to end up naked or not swimming very well because I have a leather belt restricting the blood flow to my legs. Anyway, I ended up quitting swimming.
Wow.
And they haven't really treated me the same since.
For the sake of a pair of two big shorts.
Are your grandparents?
No. I did get another pair eventually.
Are your grandparents still alive?
They are.
Right, confront them.
Yeah.
This weekend, you need to confront them. Choose discomfort over resentment. Confront them, tell them how they've ruined your life, and demand a huge financial payout. Because these old people, these old people are loaded.
Yeah.
Loaded!
Not mine.
Yeah, no, that's what they say. You wait, when they pass...
They saved all that money on trunks.
Exactly, tramp trunks. Let's hope that they don't pass for a good many years. But you know, when they die, you'll all be surprised to find there's like £3.4 million hidden somewhere in that house.
Nice. Trump money.
Yeah. Trump money.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.